Thanks, Mr. Chair. I'm pleased to introduce to the Trade Policy Review Body my third report on the recent trade and trade-related developments associated with the financial and economic crisis. I intend to spend a few minutes speaking about recent economic developments and then briefly introduce the monitoring report. Since we last met in the same body exactly 3 months ago, the world economy has remained fragile and the economic outlook is still uncertain. There have been a few encouraging signs recently of better than expected performance here and there. Some are interpreting this as an indication that we may be turning the corner with the prospect of a return to previous patterns of economic growth. I personally would caution against excessive optimism. Although financial markets are showing signs of stabilization, the crisis is, in my view, far from over, in particular in many developing countries that are only now starting to feel its full force on their trade and economic growth. The collapse of aggregate demand is still working its way through the global economy, while unemployment continues and will continue to increase. We should not forget that this crisis is unprecedented in its deepness, in its wideness, and its global impact, and I think we must remain vigilant and act collectively to send the right signals and establish the appropriate environment conducive to a sustainable recovery for all. The global economy continues to contract by a forecast 2.9% in 2009, according to the World Bank. As far as trade is concerned, the latest WTO Secretariat forecast is a contraction of merchandise trade of 10% in 2009. In volume terms, down from our previous estimate of 9%. And this 10% is a 14% decline for developed economies and a 7% decline for developing countries. Certain sectors of trade in services appear to be holding up better than others and better than merchandise trade overall. This is, of course, welcome news, although not enough in itself to alter the prospect that the world economy will probably remain in a recessionary or very low growth mode for some time to come, and that the recovery, when it arrives, is likely to be much slower than we would like it to be. As I said in our previous meeting, this is a global crisis which requires global solution. We've seen that no economy in the world is immune, and the crisis is being felt hardest by the majority of developing countries that do not have any margin of comfort to help them absorb this impact. They do not have the financial means to provide fiscal stimulus packages to help reboot their economic growth, nor do they have subsidies to help their farmers or business ride out the contraction of their markets, nor do they have social safety nets to help protect their populations from declining incomes or prevent families from being pushed back under the poverty line. So the global community needs to act together to help developing countries, especially the poorest among them, to mitigate the worst effects of the global crisis. And the meeting we hosted last week for the second Global Review of Aid for Trade provided a unique opportunity to evaluate our multilateral efforts in this regard and assess how to move from commitment to implementation. Aid for Trade is essential today as it is the investment that will allow many developing countries to prepare their exit from the crisis by enhancing their trade capacity. I was also encouraged by the signals emanating from the recent G8 Plus meetings, which I attended, and where leaders recognized the importance of keeping trade open and pledged to conclude the round next year. Now, the new monitoring report presents a mixed picture of recent policy development. On the one hand, there has been further slippage towards increased restriction and distortion in certain tradable goods sectors of the world economy. On the other hand, there have been some signs of improvement as more governments have introduced trade opening and facilitating measures in the last 3 months. This is exactly what is needed from trade policymakers in current circumstances to reaffirm their commitment to and confidence in open markets. And there is no indication yet of governments more generally unwinding or removing trade restricting or distorting measures that they have imposed early on in the crisis. Now, I'm not suggesting that this represents an outbreak of high-intensity protectionism involving widespread resort to trade restrictions and counter-retaliation. We can continue to take heart from the fact that the WTO's multilateral trade rules continue to provide a valuable insurance policy against protectionism spiraling out of control. But as long as we continue failing to pay the premium on that insurance policy by delaying the conclusion of the round, we are leaving ourselves no room for complacency about the future. At a time where the global economy is still fragile worldwide and in face of the unprecedented decline in trade flows, I believe we must send a clear and credible signal that protectionism is not the answer. We've had that clarity from the G20 leaders in April and from other WTO members who followed with a similar initiative at our General Council meeting in May. As I already mentioned, we've also heard this message from the G8 Plus leaders' meetings in Italy. And for credibility, there is no better guarantee than to conclude the round. And I'm pleased to say that we are witnessing the renewal of high-level engagement in the DDA negotiations and what I believe is a genuine desire to finally bring these talks to a successful conclusion. Let me make a few final comments on the monitoring process itself. I hope we will listen to your views, that you will agree that the Secretariat has responded constructively to your comments at our last informal TPRB meeting on the 14th of April, when you asked for enhanced coverage and accuracy of the exercise. Now, that depends also on you, the members, playing your part to the fullest extent possible to increase transparency. I am appreciative of the contributions received from delegations in response to my requests to all of you for information on your trade and trade-related policies and measures, and for your constructive engagement in the process of verifying the information contained in the annexes to this new report. At the same time, I must note that there is still room for improvement, and I would urge all delegations to play their part in this collective undertaking. the Secretariat has continued to try to track as best as it can the trade-related elements of recent fiscal stimulus programs and industrial and financial support measures. This, frankly, continues to be a particularly challenging part of the exercise because of the difficulties of collecting hard data in these areas. Without that data, it is not possible to assess the impact they are having on trade flows. G20 leaders recognized that such large injections of public money into the economy, coupled with government influence on how it is to be spent, do have the potential to distort market and competition, and they agreed to minimize their negative effects. At the Global Review of Aid for Trade, the MD of the IMF called attention to the dangers of financial protectionism, and this is an area of the monitoring exercise where I think we must all recognize that there is still scope to raise our game. The request of the General Council Chairman, all WTO councils and committees are examining possible ways to improve the timeliness and completeness of notification and other information flows on trade measures falling within their specific areas of responsibility. And it's my intention to include a summary of these developments in my next monitoring report. There's one area I would like to mention specifically today, and it is about improving the supply of applied MFN tariff rates and of import statistics to the WTO's integrated database. Collecting and disseminating this type of information is a core responsibility of the WTO. I know that the Committee on Market Access is discussing this matter, and I would like to urge all delegations to cooperate fully to improve the value of this integrated database for the benefit of all of you. I also like to inform members that it's my intention in cooperation with the heads of the IMF, the OECD, and of UNCTAD to report to the next G20 leaders summit in Pittsburgh in September on the adherence of G20 members to their undertaking on trade and investment measures in line with the G20 request which was made at their London summit in April. And naturally, a copy of this report will be made available to all WTO members. Finally, and in the interest of transparency, and as was the case with the previous report, my latest report to the CPRB will be placed on our website after we've had an opportunity to discuss it in today's meeting. Thank you for your attention.